Hi, good afternoon. May I speak with Shirley?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Ernie. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Is that okay
about,
with you, ma'am?
About what?
This is going to be about issues that we're facing in your community and the nation. I know your time is very valued. Do you have a few
questions? Yeah, every time I do this, these questions are much longer than I really want to do.
No,
I really don't.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I don't want to take much of your time. I'll read the question as fast as I can, and you will help me out a lot.
I'll be in the middle of it, too, if you keep asking too many, okay?
I'm sorry?
If it takes too long, I'm going to tell you to stop, so I don't know how many questions you have.
Absolutely. You can definitely hang up if you want to, okay? Now, just okay, here we go. Now, just to be sure that we all represented everybody, may I please ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino?
African-American, black, whatever.
Thank you, Mel. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Wait. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age? I'm sorry.
I'm 79.
79. Let me go ahead and put 79. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where zero means that you're not all motivated to this year to vote. 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, and you may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
A 10. Okay, thank you. Now, some people care a lot about politics. Well, politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I don't understand what you mean to my personal identity.
Yes. No. Well, some people care a lot about politics. Now, the question is to you.
Oh, wait. I follow it. I read the news. I read the newspaper. I read on my computer. So I'm very involved.
Okay. So do you think it's very important to you or just somewhat?
Politics, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent,
Democrat,
or something else?
Democrat.
Are you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I vote in all of the elections. I don't know if you call that strong or not.
Yeah, I understand, ma'am. But do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I don't know what a strong, I don't know what a weak Democrat is. I don't know how to answer.
Vote. So let me explain. A weak Democrat is that sometimes they vote for a Democratic Party or sometimes they become independent, depending on how they feel. That's the reason why the question is there. But if you feel like you're a strong Democrat, that means that you always vote Democrat no matter what.
I usually vote Democrat, maybe because what I believe is represented by those candidates.
Okay, so would that make you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I guess so.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied or satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading?
I like the way our president is leading, if that can give an answer.
Okay, yes. So do you feel very satisfied or just satisfied?
Well, for me personally, you know, I'm trying not to just give an answer for myself because for me, things are pretty good. I'm very financially situated.
Awesome. Please.
I made some money in the stock market. I'm retired. You know, I'm with my family. I guess yes. You know.
Would that make you very satisfied or just satisfied?
Pretty satisfied because I don't think I represent a lot of people. You understand? I'm very aware of people who are a little less fortunate than I am.
Absolutely. And Shirley, that's the reason why we're reaching out to you, Mel, because your opinion is very important to the research that we're doing. I know your time is very valuable, and I'll go ahead and keep reading the question. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the Biden administration's policies, the COVID pandemic, big business and corporate pricing, gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, or the Federal Reserve raising and interest rates? Which one?
I think I'll go with the big business.
The business? Okay. Now,
yes.
I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your members of Congress focus on. You use a 10 if that's the most important, a 5 if they're somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important to you at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first one? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. On a scale from 0 to 10, what number would you put?
8.
An 8? Okay, thank you. Now, reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
A 10, okay. Now, fighting back against the rise of white nationalism. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
A 10. Reducing gun violence.
Oh, definitely 10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Okay. The last one, creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
10.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Really?
Thank you.
Because he's brought some civility back while he's doing what he's doing. And I like that.
Okay, awesome. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
You said the Senate.
Yes, the Senate. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I do.
And would I be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Strong. Even though I'm saying strong, but there's always room for improvement.
Okay. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. But if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just say so, okay, so we can go to the next one. The first one will be Joe Biden. How will you scale him from 0 to 100?
I give him a 98.
A 98. Thank you so much.
Nobody's yes.
Okay, and what about a Black Pack? How will you scale that from 0 to 100?
Say it again, who?
Black Pack, that would be PAC. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
Is that like a sub-group in Congress or something like that?
That is
like
correct. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I really don't have that much of an opinion. I think even though, okay, you said in the Senate, I have to... Senate, not talking about Congress. Okay, Senate. Mm-hmm. You don't have a what?
Okay, but if you don't have no opinion, it's okay. Or if you haven't never heard of them, it's okay.
I understand. If you say Black Pack as far as Congress, which would encompass the House of Representatives, because if you say Black Pack in the Senate, you only got one black senator.
Okay, so how will you, if you know anything about it, how will you scale that from 0 to 100?
I'm trying to see how it could be applicable, a black pack in Senate when you got one black senator. So and that happens to be a Republican.
Okay.
So I don't even know what the black pack does in the Senate. So I don't really have an opinion there, I guess.
Okay, no problem. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. What about Tim Scott?
I think he, I'm all for having two parties, and I think he is trying to represent the Republican Party,
okay,
not a particular person who has taken over the Republican. So I think he's trying to adhere to the values of that party.
Okay.
Am I making sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm clearly listening to you. So how will you scale Tim? What number would you put him from 0 to 100?
Well, I think even though some of the things that he represents are not necessarily my values, but I think what he's trying to do, I'd give him an 80.
80? Okay. And what about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
0.
0. Okay. And what about MAGA Republicans?
0.
Thank you. And what about Marianne Williamson?
That's interesting you said her. She just did a guest appearance in the last 30 minutes on TMZ. She's running for as a Democrat, and she's feeling like she's not getting good coverage from the, you know, regular media, so she's going to TikTok. I really don't have an opinion on her. I know she's popped up before, but I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Let's go ahead and go to the next. Now, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, who would you vote? Would you vote for Biden, Donald Trump?
Joe Biden,
Joe Biden, okay. Now, yeah. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you
Biden.
Vote for Donald Trump? Biden. Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's so extreme. I think it's getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, I would like to read you two statements about an important issue facing our communities. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one, statement B, we don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get a root cause of crime to make our community safer. Or statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime-fighting equipment, and increase prosecution of criminals and have down lower jail sentence in order to make our community safer. Which one would you pick, statement A or B?
The first one that you read, which I think you said was B.
Okay, well, so would that be much more statement B or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about President Biden and his administration are doing?
Oh, yes.
And would that be a lot, some, or a little?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Now, and what was what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
I think that his thing for infrastructure and student loan thing.
Okay, so would that make you more favorable towards him or less favorable?
More.
Would that be much more or somewhat?
Well, I was already very favorable, so.
Okay,
Somewhat.
Let me go ahead and go back there. Okay. Okay. This is the last part of the survey. Thank you so much for helping me, Mel. This means a lot to me. I want to read you some things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one, made the largest investments in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Okay. Helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Does that,
yes.
Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very.
Thank you. The next one, cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in record history. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, or not at all?
You said cut black unemployment. Is that what you said?
Yes. So he cut black unemployment to under 5%. So that means a lot of people got the, you know, jobs when he got to the office.
I really wasn't aware of that particular. I knew he was cutting unemployment, but I had not focused on it as far as the racial part.
Okay.
Does that make
sense? Yes, ma'am.
I knew he cut unemployment, and that's important to me.
Okay. Is that very important to you or just somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. The next one, provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that
very
important?
Okay. Very much so.
And the last one, establish Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important? Okay.
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important. Okay. Thank you so much. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishment of the last 2 years, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I do.
Okay. And would that be strongly approve or just somewhat?
Let me see how I can answer that.
Okay.
Wish I think the changes that he's made and the things that he's focused on mm-hmm. are going to have, are not the people that will be most affected by it don't feel the change.
Okay.
So the trickle-down effect of lagging
mm-hmm.
Behind the public polls
okay.
or his favorability, you know, in the polls.
Yes,
so it's
ma'am.
One of those things where you might not really feel what he's doing until a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, people are reacting mm-hmm. to what they feel, which means high food prices and, you know, the gas and so forth.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to wander, but I'm trying to get that in mind. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you again. Since you described him the way you feel, does that make you strongly approve his job as a president or just somewhat approve?
I wish sometimes that he was not as humble. And I don't know if he's not lauding himself because he does have a tendency to have gas. So I think sometimes they have him so that he doesn't say too much.
Right.
So therefore... He's when he's in the public,
mm-hmm.
he's a man of fewer words
okay.
that don't match what I think the impact of his administration is having and will have.
I understand. Now, in your opinion, would that make you strongly approve his job or just somewhat approve?
His job, because I think under the circumstances, he's doing
okay.
the best. It's not just the outcome of what's going to happen tomorrow. What he's saying could come back.
Okay.
You know, before the election year. So I think he's doing a good job.
So do you think that strongly or just somewhat?
I don't know how to answer that because I would like for him to do a few other things as
right.
far as be a little more public. But that doesn't mean that he's not doing a good job in
right.
his job, you know.
Right.
No, you know, a perfect man, no. A good man, yes. Doing the best, I think he has the country's interest at heart and is not somebody who's focusing on himself.
Right. So at this point, the way you feel about his job, does that make you as a person, because you the way you expressed yourself about him, does that make you strongly approve his job or do you only somewhat approve what he's doing?
Approve of what he's doing under the circumstances that he's having to do it. I don't think
okay.
I can just tag it
right.
strongly or somewhat,
okay.
even though I know you got to check a particular category.
Yes,
so you,
yes I do, Mel, so we can go to the next question.
Go ahead to the next question. You know,
okay. So which one should I click on? Depending on what you tell me, that's the one I'm going to record. Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
It's like it's a glass half full or half empty, you know.
Right.
You know the pool is shallow. You know, there are not a lot of big fish. I think he's doing a good job. I don't
okay.
know how else to say it. I can't just put a
okay.
moniker on it right there. He's doing
no
a good
problem.
Job, but
no
I understand
problem.
The strengths that he's having to do it. So I don't know. You check whatever you want to check.
Okay, no problem. Now, I'm going to reuse some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first one, MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Very important to me. Very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
To vote.
Yes. Pushing a national ban on abortion and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control.
Very important to me. Very important
Let
to me. That women should have options.
Okay. Let me read the next one. When we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first American woman, Candace Brown, Jackson on the Supreme Court, it is because of her vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established unity as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historical black college and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of the service, people change their opinion. Let me ask you again. Please rate your feeling of motivation of voting in next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
10, okay. Now, and what stood out to you the most from arguments you just heard? Which one? So I have to type this in.
The argument that stood out the most about what? Which one of these questions? What are you talking about?
Okay.
Everything that you said?
Yeah, everything that we spoke about on the survey, which one stood out the most for you on the arguments that we just talked about? So I can type this in.
That's hard to answer, too, because, see, you're talking to I'm already somebody who's already planning to vote, who's already got other people to vote, who's getting people to make sure they have IDs, who make sure that I'll be a part of helping people go to the polls. So, you know, I already am very motivated. So I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, let me give you an example. So we spoke about the job that Joe Biden has done, 35% of the black people unemployment. That's one of the things. The other thing is that he's doing everything, infrastructures about, you know, so people in their community can live safer. So
I think the infrastructure.
Okay. So you were, okay.
I think that because that has a ripple effect into communities that don't have people that don't have automobiles, public transportation being expanded, different things like that. So where some of these things do not personally apply to me, but they apply to people that I care about or people in my community.
Right. That is correct, ma'am. Okay. Well, okay.
And I use the term community to mean my community, be my state, my city, you know. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. The first one is Facebook.
I hate Facebook.
So you have not used it?
No.
Okay. What about TikTok?
Yes. I love it.
What about you? We all do, right?
Yes.
What about you too?
Yes.
Okay. Apple News.
Yes.
Okay. Twitter.
No.
No. Okay. Instagram.
Nope. My grandsons do. Nope. Nope.
Okay. What about Snapchat?
Nope.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have postmaster's degree.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I am widowed. My husband and I were married for 40-some years. We met in kindergarten. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. That's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it is. Wow. It was wonderful. He was a great
man. That's true love. That's true love
yep.
right there.
That's true. He said I tried to go after him on the merry-go-round.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet, though. That's so sweet. Now, let me ask you, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Nope. Nope.
No? Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm a liberal conservative. I think I like values.
Okay.
I like some structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't confuse structure with being choked.
Okay.
So it's the values that are very important to me. Character and values are very important. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Yes, it does. But which one should I click on? Liberal or conservative?
I'm a liberal conservative. Does that make sense? I know that's oxymoronic, isn't it? But that's what I am.
Okay.
I'm
no problem.
I'm a liberal. I think I'm liberal in my, yeah, I'm very,
Yeah, I must be liberal because my grandsons come and tell me everything that I wish they wouldn't tell me. Yeah, right. I'm liberal. Yes.
So would that make you very liberal or just somewhat?
What would be considered conservative?
I really don't know, ma'am.
I'm more liberal. I'm liberal, but everything just go. I mean, I don't know how.
Would that make it vary or just somewhat?
I think I'm somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now,
more liberal than I am conservative, but I do like. I still have this thing that's important to me with people with character and values. I don't know how that was. And everything just does not go. There are some things that were good in 1923, 1823 that are good in 2023.
Yes,
so, okay, so.
Now,
let
me ask you, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that you're nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I live, how can I put it? I used to live in New York, and I lived in Brooklyn, but it was urban. I live in Charlotte. It's urban, but it's a community. You know what I'm saying? It's a area that they... it's urban. I don't live out in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like my house is on a half an acre of land or 3/4 of an acre of land in the city. I don't know how to describe it. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand completely, Mel. Now, were one or more of your grandparents both outside of the United States?
No. Were they born outside of the United States? Nope.
Okay.
The United States.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Nope, in the United States.
Were you born outside of the United States?
Nope, in the United States.
Absolutely, ma'am. Ma'am, that was the last question on my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for your patience. I know your time is very valuable, ma'am. I had a great time talking to you, and you helped me out a lot. You're the first person that I spoke today, and I'm going to...
Oh, God.
Yes, ma'am. But I really thank you for helping me and helping the company with the survey, ma'am.
Okay, well, good luck to you, okay?
You too. Enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.